The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Welcome back for another day here, Afternoons with Mike, right here on the Shepherd Radio Network. And I'm joined in the studio here with Joy Dawson. Joy is with the U.S. Christian Chamber. Now, I've said that term a lot lately because of the recent expo that we had last week now at the south part of Orlando, down at the Doubletree, where hundreds of people gathered for a three-day expo that really dealt with taking the kingdom of God into our business places, into our lives, and representing him better. Joy Dawson is with the chamber. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure and honor to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here because you came in today. I knew part of what you were going to be doing, but I had no idea that you had some news that I had not yet heard about. It's breaking news, and we're going to be talking about that in a moment, about something that's going to happen, a citywide proclamation that deals with Orange County Public Schools, and we're going to make that in just a moment. So, friends, stay tuned for that big announcement, and it's pretty exciting. But right now, let's do a quick recap on what you went through and all of the stuff that happened down at the Doubletree last week. It was a big time, wasn't it?
It was. If you missed it, keep looking out for the next time, right? Look for the next expo. But no, Mike, it was just, there's so many thoughts. There's so many conversations. It was a God-filled conference. I've been at a lot of events throughout the years, and this was different. And
now, speaking of that, I know that you were involved. You've been involved in the music business. You've traveled a lot with that. What is your background in all that?
Yeah, man, it's kind of funny because they say, what, a jack of all trades or a Jill of all trades, master of none.
A Jill of all trades. I like that. Jack or Jill. It's pretty good.
Jack or Jill. But no, it's been really, when you're able to look back and you're able to see how God places different seasons and different situations in your life, and then you're able to use all of them for one entity or really put it in one, it has been beautiful.
That's great. Well, I know that you've enjoyed those aspects. Now you're taking all that experience, you're bringing it to the chamber and to events like what we just did, because I know that you were one of those floor generals that was making everything happen. Yeah, every time I saw you, you were like on a mission.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's my life, right? Is a mission. So I've been able to be in the music industry. I've been able to travel. I've been able to represent professional athletes and musicians in just different capacities, and then brought me to events. So with the U.S. Christian Chamber, I was given the title of, I wouldn't say drill sergeant, no.
What was your title, by
my the way? Title was the event development director. So okay. I worked on the business development side, but I also for the event design, and working hand in hand with Crystal and Eric and the crew. We have the crew, so many people to name, but just being able to look at the event design, being able to know what our attendees are going to want, what's going to hit the mark. And it surpassed anything that we could have even put out there.
I know it was. And I think that your title needs to have the acronym FON, and that's force of nature,
because, oh, yeah.
Because that's what you are, Joy. You've got lots of energy, lots of great ideas. And I know that you're a get it done kind of person. And so at the chamber, we had people coming in from so many different states. I don't know how many states in the U.S. would have been represented, but a bunch of them.
Yes.
And then there were several countries from in the international side that came in for this as well.
Yes, it was a beautiful array of people from all over the world.
Wow.
Truly kingdom business. From the inside out, it was glorifying to God in one place. It was the network of networking events, but we had no intent to network. It was family. and doing business with like-minded people. So those countries, those cities, it's now we're all, you know, we're all connected just because of one event here in Orlando.
Well, I think that is so true, and it is so helpful to see all of these people come together with that in mind, because I think there has been in the recent years a real breakthrough in the hearts and minds of a lot of people that ministry is done so well and is meant for them to do in the marketplace. And they don't have to be frustrated because they're not either a missionary or a pastor or, you know, a full-time traveling minister to do the work of God. And that is a breakthrough for a lot of people who are understanding that God called plumbers to represent the kingdom of God and what they do. And that's right where he wants them.
Yeah.
Doing just that, doing business for the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I think that that's an exciting thing. It changes one's mentality about it. It changes one's idea of what ministry is all about. And it kind of really brings all of that to a place of comfort. Like, I can be at rest in what God's called me to do.
Absolutely. And it's really for, you know, for that encouragement and for the listeners that are actually hearing us have this conversation. It's not by mistake, is that each and every single person has a gift.
Yeah.
And your gift might be the plumber and your gift might be the cleaner. 'Cause I also have a cleaning company, and oftentimes I'm the cleaner, that coin, but God gave me that gift for that purpose, for that time. So it was an awakening for a lot of businesses to see, oh, this is my purpose. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm meant to do. This is how I can connect through ministry in the marketplace for the glory of God with other people that want to do it too. So that was really refreshing to see. I might have been a little bit, hey, we got to do this, we got to do this, and just sticking to the parameters. But overall, the expo was, there's really not words. And that's the glory of God. Can you describe a sunset every day? No, it's gorgeous. And they change every single time.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what God does.
I thought that the way you guys approached this with the different kind of even speaking formats, you had kind of like a TEDx type of presentation mode for some of the speakers.
We did.
You had obviously more traditional keynote addresses for other speakers. And then you had a panel discussion. Mm-hmm. And the Jenkins were part of that. And I had them on my program prior to the expo. And they are a lot of fun.
They are so funny. I was just saying, I love all of our speakers, all of our exhibitors. We really, it was the best of the best. And we had the TED style talks, the keynotes, the panels, and then we also had breakout sessions. So
right,
it gave
right.
opportunities for businesses to either showcase, and also it gave opportunity for speakers to come and show how you can use your business to glorify God.
Now, this has been the third, if I have the math right, the third event of this form. The first happened right in the middle of all of the COVID lockdown. And to me, that was an amazing thing that Crystal pulled off back then, thinking that so many businesses weren't even able to meet, but they did. And it was out at the retreat center on the far east side of Orlando. And that was a good start. And then the next year, they took it up a couple of notches and moved it over to First Baptist. And that was well attended. Loved having Mac Powell for that one. And then this year, it was down at the Doubletree. And it grew again. And I know you had some worship. You had a couple of different worship things going on there. So the people that come to these events, they are getting a well-rounded combination of inspiration talks and, you know, the worship times together as a unit. But what is in everything that you did is this encouragement to take the kingdom of God outward and live it out.
Yeah, it was really important for us to live it out, for us to give a platform for these businesses to collaborate, for them to come together and actually see that you can do business God's way.
Yeah.
And that was really powerful, but it wasn't where we let the Spirit move, and we got to see these speakers. We got to see collaborations. We got to see chains breaking. We got mm-hmm. to see businesses growing. We got to see different speakers working with other speakers. There was just something so beautiful when you get to have that worship time too. We had Chase and Co. We had Sarah from Advent Health, her professional, but also leads worship at her church. So to see that collaboration and to have that was truly a true example. She's a businesswoman by day and also worships the Lord. And we were able to see that collaboration.
Well, there was a lot going on. And I know that you and Crystal and the whole team of people that work behind the scenes, I don't know how you were having the energy to do what you did, but you had either a lot of coffee or a lot of those energy drinks going on out there, because it was.
Actually, can I tell you, first shout out to the crew, because that's our name, the crew that kind of came along, Crystal, and came and did this. But I didn't have any coffee. It wasn't until the second day one of the crew members went and got me a cup of coffee. So it was pure joy of the Lord.
Oh, wow. You guys were running around like crazy, but always with a smile on the face. And I really love that. And one thing that is constant to that event, as well as every monthly event that we have in the Central Florida Chamber, the Christian Chamber that happens in Orlando, is that there's a sense of almost a family reunion. When people get together, you could see the joy on the faces. They're getting to talk to friends. Some of these are new friends. I got to see Brad Johnson, for example, and I had interviewed him before, but he was one of the, I believe, a breakout speaker for
this event. Yeah, so cool. For the Word Is Out.
And for the Word Is Out. And Brad is from the Lexington area. And so he has become for me a new friend. So I got to meet up with him, and it was just really so much fun to be down there, to be among that much activity and energy, and people are joyful. It just lets you know what is out there if people take their eyes off of the crazy violence that's going on in our country. Thank God not every news clip that one could see is of the crazies that are going on out there. Crazy stuff.
Crazy.
You know, one of my friends, he's often referring to this as cuckoo ca-choo. I mean, that's the way they're acting right now. It's
right.
Just nuts. What in the world is going on? But when you go to an event like that and you see real people understanding real business, and they have real situations in their lives too.
Yeah.
It's not like they live a perfect without any problem life, but they know the answer. And
yeah.
The answer is the peace of God and the kingdom of God at work in them. And that's what they display. Okay, so enough on that. Now we got to go to this special announcement.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of twofold, because one of these two things I knew about in your coming in today, and that was the fact that the Shepherd is going to be part of an event with you, with the Chamber, and it is going to be at the National Day of Prayer meeting, which happens right outside City Hall, and that's in Orlando, and I'm pretty excited about being there for that. And
yes.
So that part I knew about, but you came in with news of a proclamation, and this is actually pretty big news, so why don't you share it?
It is. So yes, we're hosting the National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer is obviously all over the world on May 2nd. For us to pray for our country, to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders.
We need it this year more than ever.
We do. And with an election year, of course, there is a heavy emphasis on the direction of where we're going. And so U.S. Christian Chamber is hosting that downtown outside City Hall. But the newest addition is that we found out that Orange County Public Schools, there was a proclamation, and a proclamation allowing them to pray on May 2nd at noon for the schools. So that's huge for Orange County Public School being able to pray on May 2nd.
Yeah, and I wish this were true for every day. And, you know, maybe this will be that first little break in the armor, and they can see some of what has been for long-held times crazy directions with regard to shutting God out of schools.
Right.
But on this day, and you just got to appreciate not only the local leaders and the school board that's pushed for this, but this, as I understand it, when it was presented, it was voted unanimously.
It was. And so to see that there is a desire for prayer in the school, to see that there is breakthrough, a lot of people want to get discouraged because it's not the whole county, or it's not every school or every educational institution. But guys, we got to start somewhere. Yeah. So to have small steps that says prayer is allowed on this day. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's be there. Let's pray. And in the meantime, let's hope for the proclamations that affect the rest of the county.
Well, I think that is a beautiful thing. And so let's talk about now in the time remaining here, what will happen on that particular day where we are down there, May 2nd. And yes. It's going to be from 7:30 to 8:30, as I understand, right?
Correct. And the U.S. Christian Chamber is hosting at from 7:30 to 8:30. We will start, we will have our prayer, and we will continue. There's a line right for that hour. We have some goodies for people to take away with them. We have great partners, great sponsors that are going to be joining us. And, you know, it's a deterrent. My thing is this. I want to encourage people to come to ours. Yes, 7:30 in the morning is early, but also be encouraged. There is a National Day of Prayer Task Force. So there are multiple events all over the country. If you're not in Orlando, get somewhere that you can go to pray with somebody.
Yeah.
Get somewhere that we can cover our country in prayer. That's what this is. That's what this is about.
Now, this has been going on for a number of years. I think it was perhaps President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, I think, was the originator, and when he called for a National Day of Prayer. And I know that was picked back up again by presidents in our lifetime, and that proclamation has been made. So it is indeed a national thing.
It is.
And it is something that is still going on in this culture of what I consider to be maybe a harassment of Christian faith, often, sadly.
Mm.
It's like there is a almost like a target pasted on all of us who are believers in the culture. If you want to give into that fear, and
right.
we just can't, we've got to go out. So on that day, there's going to be a lot of people out there in front of City Hall.
Yes.
And we're going to be able to pray boldly. And I hope loudly,
you know, boldly.
Yeah.
And just really taking a stance on our country, on our city. We need prayer. We need to cover, you know, there's turmoil. There's, yes, we can talk about all the negatives, but we got to pray on the good things too, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to pray for covering. We got to pray for the peace. We got to pray for the things that we don't see. It is crazy. This has been in process for 73 years. The National Day of Prayer has been, this is the 73rd annual National Day of Prayer. So it's been quite some time. There has been a historical event, you know, synopsis, I guess, of it. But the focal point is literally the prayer. Come 7:30, 8:30 to 8:30. We're going to be respectful of the time, but we want to lift our country in prayer.
We need it. All you have to do is watch a few of the newscasts and see all the nutty things that are going on at Columbia University in New York or NYU, and you think, wow, this is America. Friends, we can do better than this. And we believers can stand for prayer and ask God for revival in our country. That's what we need.
Start right here in Orlando.
I think that is right. We got to start where we are. My guest is Joy Dawson. I'll be back with Joy for one more segment with her. That's coming up in just a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike, and you're on The Shepherd.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President Latondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732.
Joy Dawson is my guest today from the U.S. Christian Chamber, and Joy has been very, very busy with all the stuff going on at the expo last week. We talked about that in the last segment. We also talked about the a proclamation that is going to be made on May 2nd, and that is a big deal. They're actually in the city of Orlando and dealing with the Orange County Public Schools, that's OCPS. There's going to be a proclamation that is read that is a call from our city leaders and our school boards for prayer in Orange County. And I think my prayer would be that goes out. I am quite confident anyway that Governor DeSantis would be very supportive of all that.
Yes, so the proclamation is not with the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. However, we were, with us planning the National Day of Prayer, we were obviously aware of what was happening. So this proclamation is huge for them to allow unanimously for prayer to happen that afternoon on the National Day of Prayer for OCPS is amazing.
And we just in this one get to kind of partner with them and just say, hey, you go.
Yes.
Go and do it. That's fantastic. But earlier that morning, now, the event that the U.S. Christian Chamber has sponsored, along with several other media outlets and other places as well. Like you said, there are a lot of sponsors. The Shepherd is one of the helpers in this. And we're going to be out there on location. And that is going to be in the morning on May 2nd. And that's going to be in front of City Hall. Now, a lot of people, they may not have been downtown lately. Downtown's grown a lot in the last number of years. Where is that located?
Yes, City Hall was on the corner of South and Orange, adjacent to the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. And then on the other side is the Bank of America building.
Okay.
So right there, there's flagpoles and some other signs that outside City Hall, right there on the corner, beautiful location, right outside. And it'll be phenomenal. I mean, you'll be able to see it. For those that didn't know about it when they're driving in, they'll be like, what's going on?
Now, what's parking like downtown for this?
Yeah, so parking, stay tuned for that online. We are actually waiting right now for the parking garages to be open for free parking up until 9 o'clock. So we are asking for that. If not, the parking garage behind City Hall and the parking garage that is on the side for Bank of America are the easiest ways for people to park, unless you want to get down there super early and you could try to park on the street.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a difficult challenge, let's say, and maybe a roll of the dice as to whether you're going to get one of those or not, because those are hard to come by.
Right.
But there are convenient parking garages right near where we'll be then.
Absolutely. And it's the time of day that it'll be easy for people to get in and out. So the parking nor the traffic should really be a deterrent.
Again, it's only 1 hour.
It is.
You know, I think of that Bible verse when Jesus looked at his disciples in the garden and said, could you not tarry with me 1 hour? Mm. And you think, you know, Joy, with all that's going on in the world, and I know I'm not the only one that gets this weekly screen report about how many hours a day I was on the screen. You know, I think if we were all honest, we blow a whole lot more than 1 hour on a lot of other non-important things. But for believers and on this day that's been recognized as the National Day of Prayer, I'm not trying to guilt anybody, but I'm just trying to make a persuasive appeal that people can, and we really should, do everything that we can do to set aside the time to join with other believers on the National Day of Prayer and pray for our country. Because I tell you what, Joy, I am convinced that we need it right now as much as any single time in my entire life.
Yeah. And I mean, let's go back to the word. When two or more are gathered, there's power in prayer. So it's not, you know, it's not just a call on the same two people. It's not a call on just the same two businesses. It's not a call on the same two. Guys, this is a call for everyone. If you live in Orlando and life has been hard, come see us.
Yeah.
That's it. If life has been hard or life has been good and you just want to lift up prayer, there's no stipulation. Prayer is for any and everybody. We're calling any and everybody to come and just pray for the city of Orlando. Pray for the state of Florida. Pray for the country of the United States of America. Pray for what we are doing and what is happening for the glory of God.
Now, I know that as we say this for Orlando, our shepherd stations in Ocala and in Gainesville, those areas are also having their own meetings. And I look forward to talking to some of the people in the coming week from those cities who are involved in the prayer meetings. And we want to be able to publicize those as well here on The Shepherd on my program. So I look forward to touching base with all my buddies up in Gainesville. I was up there for 17 years, living right there, and loved the people for a long time, working with Phil Corson, who is the pastor at Abundant Grace Community Church. And I know that in the community, there's the Alachua County Pastors Association and a whole bunch of people up there involved that are just great, great people. We brought in Erwin Lutzer up there at the Westside Baptist a number of years ago. I think that was 2019 when Erwin Lutzer came in from the Moody Church, and that was a lot of fun. And he spoke at our big event that's up there. So this is something, like you said earlier, this is a national day, and it has been for, like you said, I think, what is the 73rd consecutive?
73 years, and there is a National Day of Prayer Task Force. So you can look on the National Day of Prayer website and see in Gainesville, in Ocala, in Jacksonville, where are my local National Day of Prayer. So look for the event. We are listed on there as well. It gives all of the information. The direct easiest way for us is the uschristianchamber.com website. But you can look at those National Day of Prayer. It's all over.
Now give us the website one more time for details.
Yes, it is uschristianchamber.com.
Okay. Now, before we kind of close out this segment in just a few minutes, I did want to talk about the direction for what you guys are doing, you and Crystal and the crew, as you said, the people that work so hard on making this big event go, and it just worked out wonderfully. I know a lot of prayer, speaking of prayer, was involved in that too.
Yeah.
You really can't put an event on of that scope and the depth of speakers, the breadth of the different experiences that you were bringing in. You can't do that without prayer.
No, prayer first and foremost. And you know it. You say Crystal and I know Crystal did this effortlessly, tirelessly, right? No, she's put all of this petition for the last year to God for building the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. And I've had the opportunity to come alongside to do this expo along with the crew. What does the U.S. Christian Chamber, you asked that question as far as where are we going? Well, we're definitely doing another expo. We're definitely going to bring in other business leaders and things like that. But really, it's to strengthen chambers all over the country.
And I think that's the difference. It's not just an event organization, meaning that you kind of spend all year, although that is true to one degree. You guys definitely work at planning the next expo, but that's just part of your mission. Mm-hmm. You guys are going out and you're seeding this concept of a Christian chamber in major cities all across the world.
Yes, there's such a rise. There's such a desire for cities to have a chamber within their city so that they can connect, so that that family reunion, when we do have the expo, everybody comes in and we get to connect in those business realms. It's much bigger than an expo. And we didn't plan this for a whole year. Crystal's been building the chamber for a year. And I've had myself, Eric, and the crew, a long list of crew names, what was just amazing for the expo. But as far as the chamber itself is now taking it, how can we build these other chambers within these other metropolitan cities and saying, hey, let's stick together. Let us be a catalyst under the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce.
Now, I don't think there would be one, let's say, in Gainesville or Ocala yet, right, that you're aware of?
No, there is a chamber in Tampa. There is a chamber in Jacksonville. There's a chamber here in Central Florida. There's one in West Ohio. There is one coming up in Virginia Beach. And, you know, that's also a call. Like, if you know that there's people in that city that want to raise up a Christian chamber, go to the website. Let somebody know.
Yeah.
We can't help you if we don't know that that's what you want to do within the city.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, that if people are hearing us and they're a Christian business and they would like to have some of the benefits that we've talked about, the joint support, a coming together once a month for a public meeting, or to do some of the activities that the Central Florida Chamber does, which they're busy a lot of days of the week often. And so if you can't make the monthly lunch, you might be able to make a Fellowship Friday or something like that. So there are so many relational benefits. I liked what you said earlier. It's not just networking. I think a lot of people have the networking concept in their mind, but they don't necessarily include the kingdom work inside that definition of networking. So this is much more relational based. So if somebody in one of these communities or another listening, because we cover all of Central Florida, lots of different communities, if they wanted to get information about how to start, what would be the starting block for them?
Yeah, there's two ways. Look online on our website at the uschristianchamber.com, and there's ways to contact us. Or you can just simply send an email to info@uschristianchamber.com.
And so if they do that, then it can be as simple a beginning as a couple of people meeting and forming. And then from there, they can kind of get the organization out, start inviting other believers who are part of the community and coming to those meetings. And it can grow very organically like that.
Yes, it does. And the process, we just want to know the yes. Let us know the yes. And Crystal and her team and the coalition have ways that put parameters that set everybody up for success. But we can't help you if we don't know. So
Right. Come
and let us know, because we want to partner with you. We want to uphold businesses and get back into the marketplace.
That's really tremendous. And it is a great service to all of those that come. This meeting that we're a part of here in Orlando, which is the monthly meeting. And of course, it's like the mothership is the Central Florida Christian Chamber. And they've been doing this for years here. And it was from there. Of course, Crystal was a president of that organization for 3 years, started in COVID. Not a bad time to begin something brand new and branch out into the national work. But that's what she did.
Yeah.
So her work has been birthed in prayer from the beginning. I really think that's so cool. And I look forward to this. Moving back to Orlando in 2019, those relationships just are, it's just no way I could ever put a value on how much that meant to get into one meeting where all of a sudden you've got 100 people around you, all from different walks of life, all from different businesses, but there for the same purpose.
Yeah.
And that's what a chamber can grow to and beyond, like what's happened here in Orlando.
It is. And it really goes back to the foundation. Like you said, Central Florida has been kind of the mothership, if you will, because they were birthed out of Orlando as well. And Crystal was the president. But it's so amazing to see that no matter the leadership, there's a foundation that's consistent.
Yeah.
And that's coming through now with the leaderships. Can we grow? And there's different seasons and different things, of course. And Crystal has done a phenomenal job of just taking that transition, coming from that 3 year and then coming into U.S. Christian Chamber. My point in saying that, regardless who holds it, whether it's Central Florida or U.S. Christian Chamber, is the foundation's still there.
Yeah.
The relationship's still there. The consistency is still there. That's very important. It's very important for us to realize, because then it makes us have those relationships that are better. They're not transactional. They are like family. They are asking, hey, how is your business? How can I be of support? So praise God for just birthing something really cool and being able to have a great foundation and being able to support it by amazing people in prayer.
Well, you know, I was able to recommend one of the chamber members for a job that a relative of mine needed. And, you know, that's a side benefit right there, is
yeah.
that the connectivity between You're obviously, if you're looking for a trade that is represented by a member at the chamber, that's a great first call then for a need that you would have in your own personal. So there's more than one way to grow this concept. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been happening all these years. All right, we've got just enough time to talk about this big event again, National Day of Prayer, and the Shepherd is going to be taking part in this. It's all sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber. It is going to be May 2nd, and that's a Thursday. It's always on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And it is the first Thursday in the month of May. And this year in Orlando, you'll be able to join us at the a location of the City Hall downtown, and we're going to be right outside at 7:30, starting promptly.
At 7:30 to 8:30,
and leaders, pastors will be there praying for the city of Orlando, the state of Florida, and our nation.
And really, we're going to be praying for seven different pillars. We're going to be praying over our arts and our media and praying over our schools and praying over our family and praying over our businesses. So it's going to be a great 1 hour full of amazing people, a really great programs, national anthem, a pledge to our allegiance of our flag. And just really seeing people gather on the corner in downtown Orlando.
And Crystal's daughter is going to sing, right?
She is. Crystal's daughter is going to sing the national anthem. We have Boy Scouts coming to present the colors.
Oh,
so
it's going to be a great event.
It is. It is. I really hope that people come, people just take a minute to pause. And that's just a true testament of God also wants us to rest. God also wants us to take a minute to be still. And so come and be still for 1 hour. come and just hear the word of God and just come and join with us in prayer. We want to hear the prayer too.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be a great event. And that is Thursday, May 2nd at the downtown location, the City Hall location.
Corner of Orange Avenue and South Street, right adjacent from the Dr. Phillips and diagonal from the Grand Bohemian.
Okay. That's going to be a great event. Thank you, Joy, for coming
in.
And we'll be back in a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike. You're on The Shepherd.
Join host Mike Gilland for The Shepherd at Work. Every Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m., you will be introduced to a marketplace leader that will help you learn to walk out your faith wherever you live and work. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community throughout our area. That's The Shepherd at Work, this Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m.
Back again now for my last segment, and on the line with me, my friend Thurlow Spurr, who is somewhere in the Carolinas. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, it's good to be back, Mike, and thank you for giving us a shout. We happen to be on I-77 in South Carolina somewhere. We're just scooting along at about 70 miles an hour.
Technology is crazy these days. And I did find out that Thurlow is safe in talking to me because his wife, Kathy, who is just another wonderful person that's been on our show, she's the one behind the wheel. So I'm able to talk to Thurlow safely. And I know that you guys are busy. You haven't really slowed down much at all since you and I talked in December at Christmas Is. And, of course, we're just months away from our tradition of having Christmas in July on The Shepherd. And so I hope you're going to come back this year for that one.
Well, we certainly are. And, you know, we are planning that Christmas Is has become a tradition. We've been doing it now in Michigan, in Ohio, and in St. Louis, Missouri. And, of course, in Orlando, at Calvary Orlando. And the last 4 years, we've done a television special, and it's run all over the world. So
wow.
we're making big plans. for some unusual things.
Well, I know that you've got something really, really exciting that you've been working at and praying for. And part of the reason why you're driving through the Carolinas is associated with that. So tell us what's up on the agenda for the Spurs.
Well, we have signed a contract on a theater in Branson, Missouri. And we are going to take possession of it very, very soon. As a matter of fact, in about 30 days.
Wow.
So we're moving full steam ahead. We have a theater there on 10 acres of ground, and it is 52,000 square feet. And
wow.
The building is. And we are starting what's called the Spur Conservatory.
Wow.
And our program is designed to train young students who have just graduated from high school in the performance area. And they will learn all kinds of disciplines in music and in drama and in performance. And we are scholarshiping 50 kids, 50 young people, 50 students, one from each state. And the first show that we're going to do is called America, You're Beautiful.
Hmm.
So
my goodness.
We've got a wonderful start. We've been meeting with the mayor of Branson and the Chamber of Commerce and many of the shakers and movers in Branson, and we are really looking forward to what's going to happen there.
Now, for people who have never visited that area, Branson is kind of like an entertainment zone of just grand scale, maybe even rivaling what goes on in Vegas from a standpoint of hotels and theaters and all of that. It's really a big area, isn't it?
It is. And, of course, it's in the middle of the country, and the shows there are family-oriented, and our show, of course, is going to be that. Plus, we'll have the gospel presented as well. So we're really excited about that. We will do in 25, we're going to do Christmas Is from there, from our own theater. So,
oh, my goodness. Why don't you describe the theater so that even though we can't see a picture of it here over the air, but maybe through your eyes, tell us what it's like.
Well, it's one of the iconic theaters in the whole United States. It was built by a man by the name of Soji, last name Tabuchi. He was a violinist from Japan, and he made a name for himself in Branson, was there for 30 years, and had huge crowds. The theater seats 2,000 people, and it was full twice a day. And he was just an iconic violin player and entertainer. And we have bought this theater. He has passed away, and the theater's been vacant for a bit. And now it's going to be used for a totally different purpose.
Wow.
And the training of these young people is going to be very intense, and we want them to be sure what not only what they believe, but why they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these students are going to go into all kinds of entertainment There'll be producers. There'll be artists. It'll be known over the world like many who've been with us have in the past. And then some of them will be worship leaders in churches. And there's a variety of things that these students will do once they finish their training at the Spur Conservatory.
Wow, this has been a long time coming. I know you've had a heart for this, but it really, even before the conservatory was born in your mind, that particular expression of your music and your love, you've been training young people most of your life, Thurlow.
Well, you know, we have actually produced 25,000 shows. Live shows,
television
and records and videos and so forth. And so we decided that instead of us going where the people were, we'd let the people come where we were.
There you go.
And that way we'd have more time to work with the students and help perfect their ability and increase their value in the arts and music. So you're right. You know, we've done this for a lot of years, and this is maybe the crowning achievement to be able to do this. And of course, we've got room to grow and to build. And so, you know, the 50 that we start with, we just want to do something that is going to affect the whole world.
Wow.
And we're going to start with 50 students from 50 states so that we have a beachhead for our strike team in each state.
Mm. That's a beautiful thing. And I know that you're getting also the help from a major university that you're just visited, right?
We just spent a couple of days with the head of the music fine arts department at Liberty University.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but they have an unbelievable campus in Lynchburg, Virginia. And they now have the most robust online program to cover all of the subjects that you could want for a undergraduate or a BA or BS degree, and also master's and doctorate. So they have get this number, 115,000 students online.
Wow.
Today.
Wow. That's a whole new kind of concept for colleges. That's so incredible.
Well, you know, COVID, of course, made it necessary to be creative.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Learning. And they just seized the opportunity, and they've got students all over the world. And they even, as I mentioned, they even give a doctorate program. And so Kathy is actually in that program, and she will likely be an adjunct professor.
Mm.
At our university, at our school, our conservatory. So you know what? I heard this, they were having a discussion on radio, and they had some of the top economists in the country. And one of the economists made this statement. He said, the future belongs to strategic alliances.
Mm.
And wow. When you think about it, That's true in the business world. They team up and expand, and the big get bigger, and the small, have a part to play too. But strategic alliances. So why should we teach all the same classes that are needed to get a college education when they're available online, and we can stick to what we know the best, which is the performance area?
That is so good.
So the kids will be in college, and they'll get college credit for it. They can go through all 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, however long they want to, and do it online.
That's right.
So that's the concept. And we just could not figure anybody that was better suited to be partners with this program.
Well, Liberty has a great name, and they've been around, like you said, a long time doing this. I did not realize their online prowess was that large, 150,000 students, and that would just swamp what most universities would have in their entire enrollment. And of course, Liberty is a great on-site college as well, so that doesn't even count that. But that's you're right, that's a major power player. And you guys, you and Kathy, have been, again, turning out not only musicians, but performers, and understanding all of what's involved in the live performance. My goodness, you have lived behind that kind of pressure that comes from it, and you've thrived with it, as we've seen with Christmas Is here in Orlando. And that is that's going to be held again this year, right?
It's going to be on the second weekend in December.
Wow.
This year, and December 14th is actually the date.
December 14th.
And we're already in rehearsal on that.
I know.
As a matter of fact, the performance will be coming. Performers will be coming from all over the country.
Wow.
To be a part of that. Of course, they are learning their music as a result of our robust online program as well, and many of them rehearse with us via Zoom.
Wow.
We have people from the West Coast who actually sing in that, and they're prepared by learning all their music and attending rehearsals via Zoom.
That's something.
So, it's a different world, I can tell you. It really is.
Now, the website that you can find out more information, friends, on the Spur Conservatory, Thurlow and Kathy Spur, all you have to do is go to Thurlow Spur, that's with two R's, SPURR.com. And if you'd like information on Christmas Is, that is christmasis.us.
Well, thank you, and we just appreciate so much what you're doing. We listen to you frequently when we're in Orlando, and you always have interesting guests, and you do the best to bring to the audience things that are relevant and things that people are interested in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thurlow Spur, my guest, and that's about all of our time, my friends. We'll see you next time right here on Afternoons with Mike.